for joining us on the programme.
Thanks a lot.
Now, the Women's Academy is an event being held in Dublin next Friday, which is pitched at women who are either already in business and are looking to network with some of their peers, or women who are considering taking the plunge into the world of business and are looking for some advice and inspiration from those who have already done it. I'm joined now by two of the people involved in the event, Sarita Johnston, manager of female entrepreneurship at Enterprise Ireland, and Bernice Moran, founder of the B Suite Company. You're both very welcome to the programme. Sarita, I think it's fair to say that the challenges facing entrepreneurs are, by and large, fairly generic, but Enterprise Ireland identified problems and challenges that were specific to women entrepreneurs.
Yes, Richard. In 2011, we found that of the potential startup companies Enterprise Ireland invested in, only 7% of those were in female-led companies. So we decided that, you know, females make up 50% of the population, and there's a higher number of females that qualify from third-level institutions. So we decided to do some research, and we found from that research that there were particular issues relating to women: the issue of lack of confidence, the perceived issue that there was less access to finance, lack of role models was particularly important, and also lack of networking opportunities.
And you are seeing very positive results since then. That percentage has gone up quite considerably, hasn't it?
Year upon year, we've seen a considerable increase. In fact, last year was our best year ever. In 2015, we've seen the number of female-led businesses that we've invested in from a high-potential startup perspective being 22%.
Right, well, so that is a big leap. Bernice, you're a classic case of somebody who had a job and has a job, but also was sort of bitten by the entrepreneurial bug. You're a pilot.
Good morning, Richard. Yes, I am indeed a pilot for Virgin Atlantic Airlines, flying the 747.
And obviously you enjoy that, and you have enjoyed it for quite some time, but
yeah,
you wanted something a little bit different to do as well.
Absolutely.
Such as being your own boss.
Yeah. Just going back as a little girl, I was always obsessed with sweets and chocolates, as all, you know, small people are, and flying airplanes. So I hit a very hard road and went on the flying side of it, which was, you know, it was a hard journey. Once I exceeded my passion, I was thrilled. And then I looked around and I said, okay, yeah, now it's time to, you know, bite the bullet. And I couldn't find confectionery the way I want in this day and age. I was on my Virgin flight in Havana, and just looking at the overall Virgin brand, I said, there's no fashion-led couture sweets and chocolates around. So the idea of the B-Suite company was born.
So you were going to try and do position a chocolate company the way Virgin has positioned
itself. Absolutely. It's brand-led.
When I think of that, I think about, I suppose, a bit of glamour really is Virgin Atlantic, while not being mad, crazy, overpriced either. So that's the way
Absolutely.
That the airline operates.
Yeah.
And I have some of your chocolates here from the B-Suite company. And I have to say, it has that bit of glamour. A lot. There's dark chocolate here. It says it's decadently divine dark chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
And the packaging and all is quite striking.
Yes, it's foil stamped within an inch of its life, Richard. We do like glam. Hence, we're a fashion-led chocolate company.
And how much does it sell for? Who are you? Who's your target audience?
Our regions at the moment, my sister Linda is the business mind of it, so she's invested her time in the regions of the Middle East and Asia. We're also in the USA and Europe.
So you're selling to how many countries?
Oh my goodness, it's about 25 at the moment.
And it's all made in Ireland, is it?
It's all made in Kildare.
Made in Kildare.
Yeah. Very proud to be Irish. That's why we're very proud to be an Irish business. And, you know, we want to be on the global stage.
And you haven't given up flying?
No, well, because now Richard Branson is entwined now in our company, the B-Suite company. I went to him for advice, so he set us on the global stage. So he set up a meeting, and we got our first contract on a major British long-haul carrier.
So he got directly involved. You went to him and said, I have this idea,
yeah,
and he gave you a hand.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And anytime I need help or advice, he's very good to give us a bit of direction.
And how much do they sell for? There's a bar of dark chocolate there.
Yes, that's our lower level entry price point at €2.99.
Okay.
Up to 20 euros, yeah.
Okay, right. And now, Sarita mentioned about role models and the academy. How important for you was having a female role model. I presume when you're as a pilot, you were thinking Richard Branson would be a role model as an entrepreneur. But how important is it to have female role models?
That's the problem. You know, I never had a female role model, you know, until you start looking into business side of things. I always wanted to fly airplanes, so it was always, you know, men involved in that. So when I looked to business, you know, Nora Casey is an inspirational woman. You know, she's putting it out there for women, and you know what she's trying to do next Friday in the Tatler Women's Academy is something unique. It's not focused on networking. It's focused on, you know, the differences between men and women and how to get women more successful in their careers and business. So she's given us the tools and the skill sets for that in her event.
And that can be very useful and give you a boost. Sarita, you mentioned about, you discovered in the research some of the challenges that were there. Confidence was one thing and role models was another. Are women less confident?
It was found that they were less inclined. Certainly what Enterprise Ireland decided to do was develop a range of initiatives to explore and to try and address these particular issues. Not one particular not one particular incentive, but we developed a range, a blended range. So we worked with and partnering with a number of development and capability providers such as Going for Growth, Paula Fitzsimons, the NDRC, and also we brought out female-only competitive start funds.
You see, when I think about women and startup businesses, I would associate them as being incredibly confident. And I've seen so many over the years coming into Dragon's Den, many of them getting investment as well. Mm-hmm. But is it the case that they're great at that stage, but that they perhaps don't go on to grow the businesses into bigger businesses? Is that something holding them back there?
We found the initial step, and we're just on the starting blocks on this in terms of increasing the number of startups for females in business. But the whole area, and you know, that's a challenge that we face in terms of scaling female-led companies, and that's the next part of our agenda. And certainly, you know, we've been doing and exploring how we can do that. Confidence and role models play an important part. So the whole area of ambition, which is why we're rolling out a series of roadshows on fueling ambition with Network Ireland, is also important. Females that know another female entrepreneur, rather, are five times more likely to start their own business, where men that know another entrepreneur are only twice as likely to start their own business.
Right, so if they have that role model. Bernice, for you, I mean, if you look at it, do we need a female-only academy? Do you think that that is the best way to approach it? In other words, what are the differences between the way women will approach becoming entrepreneurs and setting up businesses versus men?
That's a very good point. I had to come back to Ireland after Richard Branson came on board because I'm an Irish company, and I had to look for help as growing my business was a major factor for us. So looking for some help, the only thing that I found was Paula Fitzsimons and Going for Growth. It's an all-female, it's an academy there. She has workshops, she forms your company, gives you a strategy. So we all help each other as women, and we have the same obstacles. So that's why I do think it's very important.
And when I think about the things you need to maybe be successful in business, you need to have a bit of money or access to finance and loans. You need to be good at networking. You need to be good at selling yourself.
Absolutely.
I would have thought women are better than men at an awful lot of those things.
It's hard to get the information.
Networkers.
Yeah, we're great at networking, but when you try to find funding for your business, when you try to strategize, you try to put in your company structure, there's help out there, but it's hard to find it. So that's the problem that we have. Whereas I think women are more fear-based, and you know, men in general will just go for it, you know.
Okay, well, thank you very much. The Women's Academy event is being held in Dublin next Friday. Sarita Johnston from Enterprise Ireland and Bernice Moore, founder of the B-Suite Company. Thanks for joining us
on the
programme.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
RT Radio 1.